The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
It's great to have our next guest on, Whispers. When you talk about respect within the AFL footy world, then this guy sits right at the very top, and his team, coming off a grand final appearance last week, are just battling for lots of different reasons, and we'll find out why. Luke Parker, the Swans co-captain, has been good enough to join us. Welcome, Luke.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Going all right. It's been a bit tougher than perhaps we all envisaged for the Swans in the first half of the year.
Yeah, a little bit. We've had our ups and downs and some disappointing losses that we're probably in control of. And look, we've also been there by a bit of injury as well. So, look, we're hoping to string a few together and get the season back on track and come home strong.
Hey, Luke, it's always great to talk to you. What do you think about the chaotic ending to that game at the weekend?
Yeah, it was really bizarre. I don't think I've ever finished a game like that or won a game with something like that happening. I don't think that's happened in 13 years of my career, even in a free kick being awarded for that. So, look, it was really bizarre. So it does take away a little bit probably from the win. But look, we're kind of at a moment in our season where we'll take anything we can get.
Well, where do you think you're at as a group? You know, I know there's, and everyone knows, there's a lot of injuries associated with this. You don't have your best team out there, but very few teams do get to play their best team week in, week out. What do you think's going on at the moment with the group?
Yeah, for sure. I think everyone's got their battles. And for us, we've been disappointed with a few performances where we think we had the game in control. And I think that's kind of been a big focus for us going forward. Is I think it was the Port Adelaide game and Giants game were in the fourth quarter. We're up by 20 points and I'm unable to get those two games done. So if you put those two games as a win, then obviously the season's looking pretty different. So I think it's crucial moments in games that we're just not getting right. I think we're showing that our best is still very good, and I think we've been in majority of games for most of the day, right up to the three-quarter time. Even against Collingwood, I felt like we were having a real red hot crack and in control of the game up until three-quarter time. They were able to run away with the fourth quarter. So for us, it's about our best being good and our worst is just dropping off too far. So we know there's always going to be momentum swings, but it's just how far you let that go in a game.
Do you think that's a concentration issue?
I think there's multiple factors that go into it. I think there's a bit of experience to it, and then there's I guess the mental side of just thinking it's going to happen. So it's going to be a big focus for us going forward.
There's nothing better than a Friday night stage to sort of sharpen everyone's focus again, and you've got a team who, well, you guys haven't copped as much sort of heat and criticism because, you know, for some of the reasons we've alluded to, but gee, the stakes are pretty high on Friday night against the Blues.
Yeah, they are. It's a massive game for both sides on Friday. So it'll be great. It's got Marnbrook ground and we'll basically have a big crowd, big game, and we know both teams are pretty desperate. So it's those games that you want to be a part of, and hopefully we'll have a good win.
Are you going to stick the lizard on your shoulders and go into the ruck? I mean, who's going to ruck for you this weekend?
I think we've still got Lachie McAndrew, which had his first game on the weekend. He did all right against Goldie and held his own. And look, he'll keep getting better. And then Aidan McLean probably helps out a bit. But we know that's kind of not where the game's been won or lost for us at the moment. So he'll battle on and the rest of us can pick up the slack.
Tell us about Isaac Heaney and how he's tracking at the moment. So he's been a poster boy for the Swans for a long time. We've enjoyed his work in the middle and up forward. He's been all Australian and just for whatever reason hasn't quite clicked. So have you had cause to have a chat with him? How's he tracking?
Yeah, he's going all right. I think he's one of the hardest competitors that I know, and it'd be probably frustrating, just as frustrating for him, not being in probably the form that he's wanted this season. But for me, I know how quickly he can turn around. He's coming off an All-Australian year last year, and I think that the amount of work that other teams, opposition, put into him now obviously makes it quite difficult. But look, I think we're looking at a few different things, how we can get him into the game more, whether it's up on the wing or midfield, and rotating forward just to get him around the ball, because we know how powerful he is in the contest as well.
Just looking at some of the forwards, and they haven't had their greatest seasons, and you know, Tom Papley the same, and Buddy and Heaney, and is that sort of a ball movement issue, like the methodology, the ball not getting there quick enough for those forwards to be actually finding some space? Have you identified anything at this point?
Yeah, a little bit of both. And that was probably one of the most frustrating things. I think we've lost games where we had 65 entries to 45. I think that's happened twice. So I think we're getting the ball down there, giving opportunities. But I think there's a little bit of the synergy on our final kick inside 50, which at times has cost us that final decision, and then the forwards helping each other out and working together. So we'll kind of address that. We'll continue to, find the balance of the entry versus helping each other out.
Talking to one of the superstars of the Sydney Swans, co-captain Luke Parker. Just finally, what are you doing for the rest of the day? What's on today?
Just about to head into the club, mate. We've got our main, a little cruisy session today. So few meetings, then massage, rest up, and enjoy the sun.
Tim's fascinated with your yoga classes of yesteryear. Do you still do them?
The yoga classes?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we got once a week, which is all right. I prefer just the breathing part of it because you end up just falling asleep, which is good.
You're still doing those outside there, overlooking the water? Is it Bronte or somewhere you were doing those?
No, we used to probably do it down at Clovelly and stuff, but we just got pretty good facilities now, so happy to stay there.
Oh, of course you have. You've got the new facility up there. Well, you'd have a yoga room there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Got a room for everything.
Hey, good luck on Friday, Lukey. Luke. Appreciate you jumping on this morning.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
On you, Luke.
What a star. What a star
he's
he is.
He's a beauty, isn't he?
He's an absolute jet.